The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Back for round two for the boys game now, as the girls game was won by the Thunder. So bet the team they can come out with a split. Of course, the Moss Central going for the sweep. Well, there's a new sheriff in town. At the top of Class 3A, it's the Sabetha Blue Jays. They are the number one team in the state. They're 5-0, 3-0 in league play. What makes them such a dangerous team?
A lot of it is the experience. I alluded to it on the girls' side, Jared. The Sabetha boys, pretty much every single starter, obviously the two subs that you mainly see on the boys' side, they have a lot of experience at the varsity level. A lot of them played as sophomores. Three of the starting five, and then the two that come off the bench, they're seniors. So, again, it's just a lot of experience there. And, obviously, this game, it's always awesome to watch these two teams play on the boys' side of things when it comes to the Big 7. Again, doesn't matter what the records are. And the biggest factor in this game is the coaches. The coach Scott Berger for Sabetha, the coach John Thomas for Nemaha Central, two coaches who have been there and have done it, seen everything that you can see when it comes to basketball. They're two of the greats, not only in the state of Kansas, but in this Big 7 league. You have to think they're probably the two best on the boys' side of things. Obviously, both teams are always great teams, it seems like, every year. Even if their record's not very good, they're always extremely competitive. But for Sabetha, the biggest thing this season, you see it, and it was in the MSC Sports Courtside Guide magazine, the duo of Davis Roki and Matthew Garbo, and those two are clicking on all cylinders at the same time. This team's hard to stop. And I said it last week, and I said it at the Royal Valley game. When you watch his boys' team for Sabetha play, it seems like not all five of the starters are all clicking at the same time. A couple of them are usually clicking each night. If all five of them are on at the same time in the same game, watch out. This team could pretty much run away with it. Now, I also said it to Brandon at Royal Valley. This team, you can kind of compare him to Royal Valley's team a season ago. You think about what Royal Valley was? Well, there was a lot of seniors, only a couple people off the bench, not a lot of depth. The starting five would come out, and it was hard to do anything against them. Obviously, they had the size and length. Well, that's what Sabetha's got this season. They got size and length. And they've got probably, as of right now, you'd have to say maybe the best point guard in the Big 7 League, Matthew Garvin.
Yeah, he has been a killer this season. 16.5 points per game, 3.4 assists per game, shooting 42%, pretty good for a guard, 30% from beyond the arc, and 87% from the free throw line. He is their leading scorer. Talking about Davis Roki, he also is averaging 14.2 points per game. How about 64% shooting on the year? He can also shoot it from beyond the arc, 33.3% as well. He's getting 7 boards and 3 assists and 2 blocks, so he can do really a little bit of everything. Well, guy, you haven't mentioned that is also a big contributor is Christian McAfee.
Yeah.
10.4 points per game for that young man, 7.4 boards, and again, a really consistent shooter, 66% from the floor. Can work on his free throw game a little bit, kind of shooting not great there, but he does pass the ball, and he's played some great defense as well. Well, this is a team that does score 50-plus points in every single game so far. They can score it. They can do just about everything. They can play great defense. This is a team, there's a reason why this is the number one team in the state.
Yeah, it's just, you look at them, and again, Marysville boys, Marysville's not really a pushover, you know, if you will. They're a pretty good little bunch that they have over there. It's only 45 minutes away from here, but that they have over there, so that's all their first game of the season. They played Wamego. Wamego is pretty good in Class 4A on the guys' side as well as their girls, you know, down there in Wamego. That's the boys, they came over that one. They played Royal Valley. You would think, okay, Royal Valley, but the boys kind of run away with it. Royal Valley gave them a really, really hard fight in that one. Sabetha walked out of that one with the win. Riverside kind of maybe was a little bit better than maybe what Sabetha kind of projected. And then, obviously, Friday night, Sabetha kind of clobbered Jeff West. But tonight, obviously, you look at what Nemaha Central's done so far this season. If you're Sabetha, and you say, well, on paper, this game maybe leans a lot more towards Sabetha on the guy's side than it does Nemaha Central. But if you're Sabetha, you're any of these boys, and you're Coach Scott Berger, the one thing you know is you cannot overlook anybody in this league. It doesn't matter in the Big 7 League. Even Jeff West last Friday night, they kind of hung there in the first quarter a little bit with Sabetha, before Stetson Able just kind of put them away. So if you're Stetson and you want to come away with a win here tonight and stay undefeated, you got to come out strong and you got to be consistent all the way through and start to finish.
Take a look at these two teams by the numbers. First for Nemaha Central, they're shooting 40.6% from the floor, 24.3% from beyond the arc, and 51.3% from the charity stripe. They're averaging 45.8 points per game while allowing 48 points per game. As for Sabessa, they score 58.2 points per game while giving up just 42.6 points per game. They shoot 51% as a unit. That is very impressive, as well as a pretty impressive 29% from beyond the arc and 60% from the free throw line. And you talked about the length of Sabessa. They average a plus 8.8 rebound margin per game. That is impressive. And they also average a plus 3 turnover per game ratio as well. Take a look at our starters and then go to a break. First for Sabessa. Leading off is number 12, a 6-foot senior, Matthew Garber. Number 13, a 6'3 senior, Joel Niehaus. Number 14, a 5'11 junior, Marcus Bauman. Number 21, a 6'6 senior, Davis Roki. And number 34, a 6'3 junior, Christian McAfee. As for the Thunder, let's take a look at their starters. Number 0, a 5'9 junior, Carter Rottinghouse. Number 12, a 6-foot senior, Gavin Kane. Number 24, a 5'11 senior, Braden Uphouse. Number 31, a 5'10 senior, Wade Leonard. And number 44, a 6'6 junior, Abe Hilbert. So now take a break for our national anthem. Nemaha Central, Sabessa, coming up here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
All right, here we go. Nemaha Central and Sabessa. Big 7 matchup. We are underway on the boys' side of things with the Thunder winning the tip. We got a great crowd on hand here from Sabessa. And it will be the Thunder with the ball first. Top of the key with it, Braden Uphouse, quarterback of the football team, winning state this year, of course. Gets it up to Carter Rottinghouse, top of the key, going to his right, now to his left. Gavin Kane had it stripped away. The seal brought on by Davis Roki. He'll fire a three off the dribble from the near side wing, and that one rattles out. And rebound goes to Uphouse. 30 seconds into this one. Another chance for the Thunder. Hope for their first shot of the game. Gavin Kane, wide receiver one on that football team as well. Going to his left, shot up by Hilbert, the 6'6 junior. Can't get that one to go. Loose ball on the rebound. Off the foot of the Thunder and going the other way. And Hilbert, the guy they have to watch out for down low. Certainly a guy that Sabessa is hoping to defend as well as they can. It's a huge, height, significant advantage for the Thunder down low. His backdoor cut and a lay-in is good. Laid up by Roki. cut from the far side baseline to the basket and laid it in with no problem. 2-0 Sabetha. So here is Kane, the 6-foot senior, calling the play. Gives it up to Uphouse. Gets it right back. It's a screen by Hilbert. Goes to his right. Getting bumped by McAfee. And whistle and a foul. And two free throws coming. Good penetration inside by Gavin Kane. McAfee gets called for the personal, the 6'3 junior for the Blue Jays. Gavin Kane, leading scorer for the Thunder, 11 points per contest, averaging 52% from the charity stripe on the year. First free throw on the way, and that one is no good. Missing off the right side of the rim, falling to the left side. Omaha Central still looking for the first point of the game. 6:44 left to go, first quarter. 2-0 Blue Jays. Second one on the way for Kane, and that one is no good as well. Rebound by Roki. Gives it up. Bringing it up is Garber. Gives it up. In the first touch today is Marcus Bauman. He's up far side wing to Garber. Looking to penetrate. Now steps back, fires away a three off the dribble straight away. No good. And you get boxed out by Gavin Kane. He pulls it down himself and pushes it up the floor himself as well. Near side wing with the catch. Here's Uphouse. Top of the keeper, Kane. Here the Sabetha student section. High post catch, and Hilbert is stripped to the ball by Roki. Now that pass is thrown right back by Rottinghouse. Shot up from 2 feet out. It's good. Carter Rottinghouse puts Omaha Central on the board. And it's 2-2. 2 minutes have gone by in this first quarter. Near side wing catch by Niehaus in his first touch of the day. Here's Garber now with it. Roki now far side for Sabetha's Bauman. Has looked down low. Roki slipping, and he's fouled. They'll get Hilbert with the personal foul. And the 6'6 junior with his first personal team foul first as well. So watch out for Hilbert on the personal fouls as well. As dominant as he is, his height can also be a disadvantage on the defensive side. It's getting personal fouls called his way. First free throw is good. And Roki has all three of Sabetha's points so far. Roki, as tall as Hilbert, but he plays more like a guard. Not going to be one of those guys that'll just straight post up, as that one is off the mark. Hilbert with the rebound for Omaha Central. Full court pass up ahead to Uphouse, almost stolen away. He dumps it backwards out to Leonard. Gets his first touch of the day. Uphouse, far side wing. Give it to Leonard from the top of the key, dribbles to his left. He's going to go ahead and give it up top of the key. Talk about just a great crowd here in Sabetha. Big 7 rivalry. Is that ball dribbled off of somebody's foot? It's going to be off of the foot of Gavin Kane, so a turnover. Both teams have a great student section. I see Omaha Central's student section has a Beat Sabetha t-shirt on. Notice that. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, they actually came out with that. I think it was either my senior year. I think it was my senior year, Jared. So, kind of interesting. They still continue to wear those every year.
Backdoor cut, and Garber couldn't make the catch. It's out of bounds. Sabetha with the turnover. Omaha Central will get it back. So far, the defense has been very good, kind of reminiscent of what we saw in the girls' game.
Yeah.
Inbound pass almost stolen away, and Leonard gets fouled. Bauman with a little bit of a bump on Leonard. This is first and team second. With 4:53 left to go, first quarter, 3-2, Sabetha leading Omaha Central here from Sabetha. KMZA also streaming online. Sabetha channel, MSCSports.net. High post catch by Hilbert. Nice pump fake. Trying to drive. Kicks it out. Three ball on the way straight away. That one no good by Rottinghouse. And a whistle and a foul against Omaha Central on the rebound. That's going to go. Is that against Hilbert?
Yep.
It is against Hilbert. Wow, that is his second. Wow. So for the moment, he is gonna stay in the game. So keep an eye on that if Sabetha will have a chance to maybe attack him here on this possession.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, you got to try to go at him here and get him quickly pick up his third before they get him out.
Absolutely. Here's McAfee. Gives it up. Roki down here, side wing for Garber. Looking down low, trying to feed it inside. Then gives up to Niehaus. Swing around quickly. Vermont Central in a man-to-man defense here. 4:15 left to go. Driving baseline is Garber, dumping it back. And Bauman doesn't fire the three, so gives up. Driving right side is Roki. Shut up. That one's no good. Offensive rebound. And foul going up is Niehaus. He'll get some free throws. So Leonard is going to get charged with a personal here. Team foul number three. Subs coming in, one apiece. 4:05 now left to go, almost at the halfway point. The house, a 6'3 senior. That one is no good. He's shooting 57% from the floor on the year. He's been pretty good on the board so far for this Sabetha team, averaging 4 a game, 3 assists as well. As that one rattles home. So 1-for-2. And Niehaus makes it 4-2, Sabetha. Chance for Nemaha Central to tie or take the lead here. Jaden Thomas in the game for the Thunder. He has it now. Gets the screen going to the right side. Also in is Isaac Luger. Duxville pass on the key, and Leonard is fouled. And Bauman commits his second personal foul. So quickly, two players, one for each team with two fouls, and they'll come to the bench. By the way, Nobert has taken a seat here. Gavin Kane checking back in the game for Nemaha Central. Roddinghaus is back in as well. So is Wade Leonard. Leonard takes the inbound. And Kane trying to find Uphouse, instead gives up to Roddinghaus near side wing. Top of the key. Kane drives to his right side. Going on a Roki and dribbles that one out of bounds. Lost it. Good defense by Roki.
Yeah, we'll see what Seth wants to do here. Obviously, you got the height advantage now that Hilbert's out of the game. You got to think they're going to try to want to work it inside here and get some easy baskets.
Yeah, you would think. 3:28 left to go first quarter. 4-2 lead for Sabetha. Entry pass to Roki. Kick it out. Niehaus drives, kicks. Near side wing for Boos. Now jab step. Garber dribbles in a double team, gets out of it, shut up, no good. From the short corner from 8 feet out, rebound goes to Leonard. He'll bring it up himself. Now circle back around. Sabetha crowd trying to get a stop on this Nemaha Central drive, and a shot up is no good. Off the dribble by Leonard, but an offensive rebound. That ball is stripped, and Niehaus comes up with it. So they get the stop. Only 6 combined points in the first 5 minutes of this game. Here's Garber calling out the play. The screen from Roki goes to his left. Drives middle. And nice move. Spins it off the glass and in. Matthew Garber with his first basket of the day. It's 6-2. Trying to push it off the make. Entry pass. Shot up. Nice move. Shot up off the glass. Is up and good for Isaac Luger. Off the bench. The 6-1 senior scores their second field goal of the game. Much needed basket for the Thunder. Garber gives it up. Boos out of the far side wing to Michael. Driving baseline, Garber gives it back to Michael. Low post, pass stolen away. Going the other way is Kane. Driving right side, shot up off the glass. That one too strong. And loose ball picked up, 3-on-1. Now for Sabetha the other way in transition. Garber keeps it himself, can't lay it in. But a putback is up and in for Roki. Roki now has 5, it's 8-4. So now the points are starting to come as the speed picks up. Here from Sabetha. 1:45 left to go, opening quarter. 8-4 Blue Jay lead. Kane goes to his left, gets stopped. Good defense by Roki around the perimeter. Leonard gives it far side corner. Jab step, step back, long two on the way by Roddinghaus. Now one just off the left side, no good, but an offensive rebound by Kane. Backdoor cut by Uphouse. Shut up, is up and good, and one. Braden Uphouse with his first basket of the game. Comes at a big time. Chance to get back within one. 1:25 left to go in this first quarter. As that foul goes against Michael, that is his first team's fourth. Scoreboard still says 8-4. Should be 8-6.
Yeah.
And I think they're just now getting that basket up there, and they have. I think the scoreboard keeper thought that that foul might have been on the floor. Trying to finish the end one is Uphouse. That one too strong. Rebound. That one goes to Niehaus. Or excuse me, that's a Bauman. Thoman, sorry, got that wrong in the girls' game as well. In the paint, going to work, shut up, left short. On the try from McAfee, that one no good by Roki. Another try, that was blocked from behind. Omaha Central comes up with a rebound. 1 minute left in the first quarter. Chance to tie or take the lead. The Palace with it. Near side wing, driving left side, Kane goes middle. It's going to be an offensive foul. McAfee threw it. Looked to me like Kane got around the offensive foul, but they're going to give it to him. 56.1 seconds left here in the quarter now. So that is Kane's first personal. He's on number four. Carter Hikes, a freshman for Omaha Central, checking in. Back we go. Garber gives up to Roki. Far side wing for Voos. Top of the key for Bauman. Now back to Voos. The corner, far side Roki. Cross court pass. Bauman pulls up. 15-footer for the near side. Elbow no good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the Thunder. Omaha Central crowd doesn't like it. It looks to me like it was the right call.
Just from up here, it's hard to tell when it's on that close.
Very true. 33 seconds left. Roki wide open for three. Got it!
Is that one of them balls doesn't lie type of situation if it goes in?
He has eight, and it's now 11-6. Starting out near side wing. Top of the key for Leonard. From the Blue Jay logo, goes to the far side. Now in the corner, Hike has it. Dribbling to his left. Jaden Thomas. Roddinghouse, so 3 seconds left. Pulls up, mid-range jumper, good. And Roddinghouse for the second basket of the first quarter. It makes it 11-8. Good one so far here from Sabetha. We'll step aside here on 92.1 KMZA on the Sabetha channel at msesports.net.
If you're toy shopping this year, don't miss the selection and the special toy sale pricing at Hein and True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca. Through December 31st, save 20% off toys. And these are name brand toys like Tommy, Bruder, and Big Farm. Hein's has a great selection of farm tractors and implements, construction equipment toys, and other toys that will bring hours of enjoyable playtime for your kids and grandkids. See the toy savings you'll find at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies at 307 Main in downtown Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Our score, 11-8, Sabetha leading Omaha Central after one frame. Been a good one so far. Sabetha gets the ball out of the break, and back we go. Garber with it. Dribbles to the far side, now gives it up to Bauman. He gets it right back after briefly getting up to Roki. Working against Omaha Central, who's fallen into a 2-3 zone. Bauman, the near side to Roki, looking inside, finds his man Niehaus, and he lays it in. Niehaus with 3 points. Here is Jaden Thomas with it. Pass near side. Stolen away by Roki. 2-on-1 fast break behind the back. And gives up to Bauman, and he lays it in from the far side. His first basket of the day for the 5'11 junior. It's 15-8, Sabetha. Great start to the quarter for the Blue Jays. 4 quick points in the first opening minute. Thomas almost traveled, trying to give it up to the near side. Holds on to it, Luger with it. Now to Roddinghouse. Corner from the near side for Thomas. Swing around, now Sabetha in a 2-3 zone. Driving in the middle, shot up by Hike. Freshman can't get a shot to go, rebound by Roki. Out left pass to Bauman. Brings up from the near side, now he splits the double team, kicks out, long two on the way. It's good for Christian McAfee. McAfee with his first basket, the 6'3 junior, puts Sabetha up by 9. Now a timeout called by the Thunder after the 6-0 run right out of the break. A step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Now a 9-point lead for the Blue Jays of Sabetha over Nemaha Central. It's 17-8 with 6:35 left to go in the second quarter. Six quick points for Coach Berger's team. I mean, right out of the gate, can't ask for a better start.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is obviously the transition. They're getting the passing lanes, getting the steals, and just beating Nemaha up the floor.
Thunder with the ball out of the break with it for the first time today is Colby Free, the 6'8 sophomore. Running house now with it, near side wing. Sabetha back in man-to-man. Free with the ball, far side wing, now top of the key catch for Wade Leonard. Running house with it, high post catch, up house, now steps out to the perimeter to catch it. Is it back to Free? Good ball, movement, better defense from Sabetha so far this possession. Running house, now to Leonard, near side for up house. Now Sabetha. Able to breathe a little bit as Nemaha Central's offense slows down just a tad. Kane, nice jab step, drives middle, but good recovery. But it doesn't matter because the make shot is good by Kane. It was good post-side defense by Niehaus, but a bank in from Gavin Kane for his first basket of the day. Looking for a backdoor cut, can't find it, then kicks it back out to the perimeter. Bauman, to Roki. Long high post, catch, and try to make a move, shot up, and good, straight away, nice move, Christian McAfee again. He already has 4 in the quarter, 4 for the game as well, it's 19-10 now, favor of Sabetha. 5:19 left to go, second quarter. Free with the catch, far side wing, top the key, 4 up outs. Near side for Leonard, now in the corner for Rottinghouse again. Bumped a little bit by Bauman, drives, kicks, Leonard, 3-pointer on the way, contested by Garber, too strong. In the air, picked up by Kane, his putback, that one misses everything. Free tries to get it, but it's ripped away by Bauman. Outlet pass to Garber. 3-on-2, the other way, Garber, that's going to be conflicting calls. A block or a charge, which is it going to be? Two officials are going to discuss. It's going to be an offensive foul. And I mean, that kind of just describes that call, it was close, could have went either way. They give it in favor of the Thunder since the last one went in favor of the Blue Jays. You could argue that was maybe the deciding factor.
Yeah, that might be. Obviously, it also depends on who has maybe the better angle, I guess. Maybe the ref that actually called the charge said, hey, I had the better angle on it. We're going to go with Michael.
That goes against Garber. His first personal, 15 foul. Driving to the right side and getting stopped is Kane. Shot is blocked. Gets his own miss underneath the basket. Blocked again, but a foul is going to be called.
Ooh, I think they're going to get McAfee on this one.
Yeah, I think you're right. With the body, I suppose. Roki looked like he went and tried to swat it, but he didn't make any contact with the arm. And it is against McAfee, which is his second personal. Team foul number 6.
You know, Coach Scott Berger is probably going to go ahead and get McAfee out here. That way he doesn't quickly pick up a third.
First free throw off the right side. No good. Nemaha Central as a team collectively shooting 51.3% from the free throw line. Nate Tilbert's going to check in the game. He has two fouls. But like you said, McAfee is going to exit.
Yeah.
Nathan Boost back in the game, the 5'8 senior. Second free throw is pure. So Kane makes it a 19-11 game. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Garber from the top of the key, dribbling to his left to get to the wing. Pass Rottinghouse, gets in the paint. Almost lost it, kick it out, three ball on the way. And that one, a little bit too, I don't know, missed it somewhere, but his rattle was halfway down and popped out of there. That was Michael on the miss. And Emon Central going the other way. Pass is stolen away by Niehaus. He's trying to go end-to-end, but it gets stripped from behind. And it's going to be last touched by Sabetha.
Ooh.
I think that's the right call. But we'll see if they change it. They will not. is going to be Nemaw Central Basketball. Usually, when it's the offensive player pointing in their direction, usually that means that it's going to be the defense ball.
I guess we're going to see what happens.
Halfway through the second quarter, still 19-11, Sabetha with a lead. High post catch for Hilbert. Doesn't fire away the 17-footer, instead hands it off to Uphouse. Near side wing catch for Leonard. Defended by Garber, hand in his face, gives it back to Uphouse. Driving right side. And fouled by Michael.
Wow.
The block.
I think they're going to get him for a blocking foul.
Yeah, that's...
See, he had his hands up. He didn't try to swat at the ball there, so... But that's his second, so you think about that. He's the one that comes in for the post. McAfee's already got 2 fouls now. Michael's got 2, so they're going to have to bring Marcus Spelling back in.
Yeah, they're going to say that was a shooting foul, so Uphouse is going to get 2 free throws here. First one on the way. That one no good. Long and left on that one. Bauman checking back in for Michael, who picked up his second personal, as you mentioned. 3:43 left to go, second quarter, 19-11. And it'll stay 19-11 because the second free throw by Uphouse is no good. Rebound by Roki. Garber outlets it. Bauman, far side wing. Drives and kicks. Niehaus had it momentarily. Now Roki has it to Garber, top of the key. Goes to his left with the screen by Roki. Pass the far side corner for Niehaus. Garber has it far side wing, defended by Rottinghaus. Drives baseline side. Underneath the basket, stepped on the line. Turnover to the Thunder. Trying to get back to a two-possession game here. Leonard gives it up. Goes to Carter Hike, the true freshman. High post catch by Hilbert. Pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Thunder. I don't know why I said true freshman, like he could have redshirted or whatever. I don't think that's something you can do here in the Big 7, but...
The coaches might want that. Don't know what Case has to say on that one.
Inbound is stolen away by Bauman. Here comes Sabetha on the near side. Cross-court pass, far side, touch pass by Boos. No, faked it. He shot up, long two. That one's no good. And a foul on the rebound going the other way.
That's where it gets interesting, Jared. Obviously, you already have McAfee with 2 fouls at post. You got Preston Michael. He's kind of a combo post guard, if you will. He's already got 2 fouls, and now Niehaus picks up his first. Your height starts getting in foul trouble. Then you got to try to go small ball.
1-1 free throws coming up for Uphouse. Front end is good. Uphouse now with 3 points. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you talk about a team that already... Length isn't exactly their strong suit. They have a couple guys that are long, but they kind of play more guard. As the second free throw way off the mark, missing everything, that's going to be about the basketball.
Oh, and they're going to do a reattempt because they're going to say Niehaus stepped in the lane too early.
Yep, you're right. Wow. That would have been Sabetha ball if that weren't the case because that missed everything. So we'll try it again. Chance to make this a two-possession game here with a make. Rattles out and picked up by Niehaus. So Sabetha catches a break. 2:50 to go, second quarter, 19-12. Sabetha with a lead over Nemaw Central. Nice pass down low to Bauman, kicks it out. Up top, 3-pointer on the way by Garber, and that was good. Matthew Garber with his first 3, second team 3-pointer. It's now 22-12. Uphouse looking high post to Hilbert. Can't find it, so gets it out of there. Rottinghaus now has it. Far side wing, trying a nasty crossover, but he dribbles it off his own foot, picks it up, now gives it away to Carter Hike. Hands it off to Rottinghaus, now top of the key for Uphouse. Goes to his left, defended by Bauman to the near side wing. Reverses course, bounce pass to Leonard, top of the key. Jab step, gets by Garber, pulls up off the glass, and one! Wait, Leonard!
Wow.
His first basket of the day, and Leonard, we talked about a guy that has been big for them all season, has been pretty quiet tonight, 9.2 points on the season for him. His first basket comes on a big one as he responds to the Blue Jays, making an 8-point game once again.
That's huge because that was Garber's second foul of the game.
That is, wow. Only a 36% free throw shooter is Leonard, but he makes it. Finishing off the N1. Is Wade Leonard back to a 7-point game with 2:06 left. Hilbert's going to go ahead and come out. Jake Thomas is in. So is Free, the 6'8 sophomore. Let's wait for him to develop. What a player he's going to be for Nemaha Central in a couple years. A wide open down low, and a layup is good by Niehaus. He snuck in through the back door and laid it in. 24-15, our score. On the save, getting it out to Rottinghouse. Nice hustle play by Isaac Luger for Nemaha Central. Thomas bounced past to Luger from straight away, gets the high post for Free. Doesn't turn in squares and gives it back out to the perimeter. Here's Thomas with it with 1:26 left. Defended heavily by Bauman, gets by him. Thomas, and gets it over the big man and lays it in. Thomas, the 5'8 senior, gets it over the 6'6 senior. Now that's wide open all alone. That was Niehaus. He missed everything. And a rebound for Nemaha Central. 1:03 now left to go. Pass inside, getting buffed from behind. Going to work in the post. Kick it out to Thomas. He's left alone for three. That one off the backboard, no good. Ball tipped up. Foul for the Bigs between Free and Roki. Going to be a foul against Free. That is his first, team's fifth. So for Sabetha, Garber, Bauman, Michael, and McAfee, all with two fouls apiece for Nemaha Central. Hilbert, the lone man, with two personal fouls. 48 seconds left for the Blue Jays, up by 7. Far side corner with it. Niehaus. Now Garber has it from the beak of the Sabetha logo at midcourt. Bauman now dribbles to the middle of the court with his left hand. Gives it back to Niehaus. Pass deflected by Rottinghouse and saved into the backcourt. Sabetha comes up with it. 5-on-4 for the moment. Pass up ahead to Bauman. 23 seconds left. Into the corner far side. Garber fires away at 3, contested by Rottinghouse. That one too strong. Offensive rebound Roki, but Roki fouls. Missed a personal foul against Luger. Then over his back and pushed him from behind, which I don't know about that call. There is no such thing as over the back. That is not an actual call. It has to be a push. That is the actual call, which to me, it didn't look like he pushed.
He just went up for the ball and got it.
Reached up and got it, but sometimes officials will make that call either way. If they don't know that call, if that one is going to be team foul number 10. Sometimes they just see a big man reaching over a little man and say, oh, that's a foul. And sometimes officials will do that. First free throw is banked in off the backboard by Isaac Luger, the 6'1 senior. He has 3 points with 17.7 seconds left in the second quarter. It's now a two-possession game, 24-18. That one rattles off, and it was throwing a foul. Not quite sure against who. It's going to be against Nemaha Central, it looks like.
And now Nemaha Central is going to do some pressure here. Obviously, Sabetha, they like to hold for the final shot in quarters. Nemaha Central is going to try to pressure him a little bit here.
16 seconds left. That foul went against Carter Hykus, first team six. 10 seconds left now. Cross out court, Garber, behind the back move. Trying to drive, kicks it out. Three ball on the way by Boost. That was too strong. Ball tipped up, 3 seconds left. Banked in by Niehaus. And that is going to do it. Fun first half here from Sabetha, the Blue Jays' number one team in Class 3A. Lead it 26-18. Let's step aside for a break. We'll come back with your halftime show here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at the Sabetha channel, msdsports.net.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend.
Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
At the half, our score, Sabetha 26, Nemaha Central 18. Jared Sluppy alongside Logan Bitterman here on KMZA and on the Sabeth channel at msdsports.net. Take a look at first half totals. First for the Thunder, leading the way in scoring with 4 points is Carter Rottinghouse. With four players with 3 points apiece, that's Gavin Kane, Isaac Luger, Braden Uphouse, and Wade Leonard. Jade Thomas also has 2 points as well. For Sabeth, leading the way in scoring is Davis Roki. He has 8 points, all of which coming in that first quarter. Also with 7 points is Noel Niehaus. How about 6 points in the second quarter for him? Also 5 points and 5 points for Matthew Garber, and 4 points for Christian McAfee, 2 points for Marcus Bauman. Your thoughts on that first half?
The biggest thing, obviously, Sabetha, you know, as far as they're concerned, they were jumping passing lanes, getting some steals, working it up the floor on fast breaks. You got to kind of keep doing that in the second half, but you got to be a little bit more careful for Sabetha because obviously you look at the fouls and you look who's got the fouls. Matthew Garber with two, Bauman with two, McAfee with two, Preston Michaels got two. You know, you start getting in the foul trouble, they're going to have to go further down your bench. You don't really have a lot of stuff that we've seen. Obviously, last week against Jeff West was probably the most that we've seen Sabetha have, obviously because of how big of a lead Sabetha had towards the end of the game. If you're any more central, though, on their side of the thing, if you want to look at their side, I guess I'm trying to can't think of the word I want to use there, Jared. But if you're Nemaha Central and you coach John Thomas, you just got to tell your guys, hey, get them off their game, if you will, kind of, you know, rattle them a little bit, make them pick up their fouls. You know, we get the big men out of there. We could get Hilbert inside as long as he doesn't foul. Obviously, he's got two as well already. You just gotta settle down. We talked about it in the girls game. Both teams wanted to go so fast. They forced mistakes. They made mistakes either way. If you do that in the second half here in this guys game, it's only an 8-point game right now. Anything could happen. It could flip. Sabetha could go on a run here and get an even bigger lead. Nemaha Central could come back. Maybe they could get a huge lead. Anything's possible, but a lot of it's gonna be down the stretch here. Which team is gonna play more fundamental basketball? You got to play a lot more fundamental basketball.
You could see a second half that is a lot of small ball, just because of what you said with all the foul trouble and the likes of that. Looking at the Class 3A boys rankings here, mentioned that Sabetha is the new number one. Taking a look at the rest of the teams in the rankings, Southeast of Saline coming in at number two. Heston is at number three. Osage City is number four. Haven is at five. Wichita Collegiate is at six. Cheney at seven. Galena is at eight. Humboldt is 9, and Marysville comes in at number 10. So Sabetha is the new Kings momentarily of Class 3A. We'll see how that kind of shapes out. How did they get there? Well, let's take a look at their schedule so far. Their last win coming on Friday against Jefferson West. They won that one 63-29. For that, they won against Wathena Riverside 53-39. For that, they won against Floyd Royal Valley. Final score of 70-64. That was a fun one. And then they did beat Wamego 55-37 in their opener. They won 50-44 against Marysville. As for the Thunder, they've won two in a row. They defeated Harry Lecompton this past Friday, and a week ago they won at Hiawatha 39-35. where they lost two of their first three at Holden, 51-43. They defeated St. Mary's 55-49, and then lost their home opener against Centralia, 42-39. So it's been kind of an up-and-down season for the Thunder so far, but of course, kind of off to a slow start because maybe that long football season, you guys were out there, and you're without Cooper Hike. You're running back. He's an absolute bulldozer and on the basketball court, too. He could get some easy points down low. So he's a guy they're definitely missing right now with a hand injury. They're hoping that they can get him back in the latter portion of the season. So still very early in the season, and too early to tell, I think, for how things are shaping out. But as of right now, let's take a look at the standings in the Big 7. Sabetha is currently in first place at 3-0, 5-0 overall. They're tied with Holton. They are 3-0. They are playing Jefferson West tonight. And they are 4-1 overall. Also 4-1 overall are the cause of Perry the Compton, but they are a half game back at 2-0 in the the Big 7 play. They're taking on Royal Valley tonight. Royal Valley is right behind them at 2-2, a full game back of Perry the Compton, 3-2 overall. Hiawatha and Omaha Central are 1-2 in Big 7 play with the Red Hawks at 2-4, Thunder at 2-3. Jeff West is also at 2-3, but 1-3 in the Big 7. And Riverside looking for their first win in Big 7 play. They're 0-4 and 1-5 overall. So your thoughts on the Big 7 so far this early in?
Yeah, obviously you looked at it before the season started and you look at it so far, you would say your top team in it and the team that everybody wants to try to beat is Bethel here on the guy's side. They're by far on paper probably your best team in this league. Obviously, you look at what Sabetha, you look at the teams that maybe gave them trouble last year. Obviously, when we talked about Nemaha Central, what they lost from the season ago on the guy's side. You lost both of the Beck twins. You think about stuff like that. They're putting up a fight here in the first half. Again, we'll see what happens in the second half, but you look at the other teams in this league. We talk about Holton. Holton was one of the teams that last season, every time they played Sabetha, they gave Sabetha a little bit of a scare. Here and in Holton, they're going to be a team that's going to have to that Sabetha is going to have to go through twice this season. Obviously, they have not seen them yet. They'll see them right after the break. You alluded to it. And then they'll see them after Burlington again. The other team, and probably the team Sabetha is going to be mostly intrigued to play, if you will, in the Big 7 League this year, Jared, they're down by Topeka. That's Perry. Perry's got a really, really good team this season. You think about one of the five, maybe the biggest, I guess, if you want to call it, hiccups of a player transferring schools. His dad got a new job. It's Cameron Kniper from Silver Lake. Every time he was in Silver Lake and he played Sabetha, he gave Sabetha a lot of trouble. Sabetha, it was hard for them to guard him, and he kept Silver Lake right in those games against Sabetha. Well, now he's at Perry playing with Gunnar Ball and Kale Gorski. Well, you think about that team. Yeah. That was going to be a couple of fun games to watch here in the Big 7 League. And you also think about it this way. Obviously, it's a little too early to really talk about Substate. Sabetha and Perry, they're two different substates. Both of those teams have a shot at state this season. But both of these teams here, Sabetha and Nemaha, they're in the same substate. It's going to be these two teams, and I think the other team, Marysville, the Marysville boys. Obviously, we're talking about Big 7 right now, but when you go to that, the Marysville boys, Sabetha's seen them once. It's going to be interesting, but obviously, got to finish this game, got another half to play here. And I alluded to it in the girls' game. Jared, both coaches, John Thomas and Scott Berger, like I said, they've been around. They've seen it all. They've done it all as far as the coaching. The biggest thing here is, you know, they're telling both of their teams, it's 0-0 start this second half. You go out there and play your brand of basketball. You do what you can do. Control what you can control. The refs are going to make calls. You might not like it. That's what it's going to be. Obviously, you know, as fans and as commentators, we might have a different perspective of what we think the call is. We have to all live with it. And in the end of the night, the final score will say it all.
Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. And we are back underway. Second half as it'll be Thunder basketball. We're back underway. 26-18 in favor of the Blue Jays. Uphouse trying to find Hilbert in the corner, saving it and getting the steal is Garber. And Garber looked like he was out of bounds. The official fell into the Nemaha Central bench.
Well, so what's interesting about it is Garber went for the ball. And when he caught it, he ran into the refs, and the refs saying, since I was out of bounds and you touched me, you're out.
Ah, okay.
That's what he's calling there. I'm not sure on that one.
And Garber is getting the clarification from the official, probably exactly what you were saying. Good eye there. Mm-hmm. Logan Bitterman on the color, play-by-play, myself, Jared Sluppy with you, KMZA, Sabetha Channel. 15 seconds into the third quarter now, an explanation going over to head coach Scott Berger as well. Talking about why it is Nemaha Central basketball. Hilbert's inbound. We're back underway. Leonard with it. Near side wing. Kane going to fire away a three after holding onto it for a second and a half, and he misses it short. Rebound pulled in by Bauman. Brings up himself. Near side wing. Catch by Garber. 6 foot guard. Gives up to Roki. Now back to Bauman. Up to Garber. Omaha Central currently in man-to-man. Bauman, far side corner catch, going corner to corner, pass to Garber. Posting up is McAfee. He'll give it up to the high post to Niehaus, and he's fouled. That one will go against Gavin Kane. That is a second. And off is to Garber, comes off a screen, drives against Gilbert, against the big fella, and he lays it in. Got it off the rim a few times, but finally he fell home. Garber smiling over to his sideline after that make. He now has seven. Entry pass to Gilbert, working inside, kick it out. From left side, shot up by Kane. Out of control, lost it, out of bounds. He's at the ball.
And you just talked about it, Matthew Garber, that last shot he had. A very, very contested shot by Hilbert. You talked about Matthew Garber. He just committed last Friday to play college basketball at Doane College. So, really great basketball player in Matthew Garber.
He'll hand it off. Driving right side. Nice move. McAfee can't get it to go. Rebound for the Thunder. Crossover dribble for Uphouse. We're going to drive left side. He'll kick it out to Leonard for three. Far side wing, and it goes. With Leonard for three. He now has six. And it's now 28-21. 6:20 to play, third quarter. Garber, high post catch. Niehaus gives it back to Garber from the near side. Drives it. He lost control. Wade Leonard, a heck of a save. Gets it to Rodinghaus. Rodinghaus to push. Comes it back. Leonard's going to try another one. Off the left side, no good. Offensive rebound, Uphouse. And he'll get it out of there. Get it to Gavin Kane, far side wing. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Excuse me, third quarter, beg your pardon. He was flying by so fast. Nice backdoor cut by Kane. And he's bumped and fouled by Bauman. That is his third. First Blue Jay with three personal fouls. We touched on it during our halftime report. Fouls are going to be big for Sabetha. They had four players with two personal fouls in that first half. First free throw is good for Kane. Kane now with 4 points. What that make? Preston Michael checking in for Bauman. Michael, one of those guys that had two fouls in the first half. Second free throw for the 6 foot senior is good. It's now 28-23. Niemont Central outscoring Sabetha so far. Early portion of the third quarter. Far side corner catch by Niehaus. And Coach Berger is going to call a timeout for the Blue Jays. We'll take it with him. 28-23, Sabetha leads it. 5:41 left to go, third quarter. Here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
KMZA.
Out of the break, Blue Jays will have the ball. Trying to grow their 5-point lead over Omaha Central. Big 7 rivalry game with league title implications for Christmas. And a good one so far. Garber dribbles to his left from the top of the key. King legs dribble back to his right, driving in the paint. Stopped by Hilbert. Kick it out. There's Michael with it from the far side wing. Pass the top to Garber again. Get a reset. Near side corner. Niehaus trying to pass it inside to Michael to the opposite block, and it's stolen away. Not a great decision there. There's Leonard with the entry pass to Hilbert. Kind of an awkward pass. Catches it underneath the basket. That's blocked. The defense by McAfee, the 6'3 junior. Sabetha comes away with it. Garber brings up. Pass to Michael. Far side wing. And a Niehaus. Pass to Garber. In the near side wing. Gets a screen. Goes to his right. And now gets to Michael. Working the perimeter. Lob pass inside to Roki. Shut up. That one's no good. Defended twice. Shut up. And one for McAfee. Off the double team miss by Roki. McAfee now has 6 points. It's now 30-23. Fantastic tenacity by the 6'3 junior forward as the free throw on its way, and that one off the heel and no good, but it's loose on the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball.
It's going to be a Sabetha ball as well.
Yeah, Niehaus got his hand in there, tied it up with Gavin Kane. Sabetha ball up by 7, 4:43 left to go third quarter. Inbound for Michael. Trying to squeeze it in to McAfee. He doesn't get through there. Gets batted out of bounds. I believe it was last touched by Uphouse. So it'll stay with Sabetha. Michael's still looking for the inbound. Will Compliments gets it up to Niehaus and knocks down the shot. Fantastic patience by Michael to wait for Niehaus to get open. That was still going the other way. But Michael traveled with it.
I'm not sure on that one. He planted his foot as he was making the catch and then brought his other foot, so he had his pivot foot planted. I'm not sure. Again, obviously, for the fans, the call is going to be what it is. Obviously, well, you and I, Derek, were the, I guess, commentators.
Ruddinghouse on the inbound, gives it up to Kane, near side wing. Stop the key. Back to Ruddinghouse, goes to his left, using the screen by Hilbert. To the opposite wing, now to Kane. Hilbert posting up high post, turning back down Roki. Leonard fires away the three off the dribble and knocks it home. That's his second three of the quarter. He has 6 of the team's 8 points in the quarter. It's 32-26, back to a two-score game halfway through this third quarter. Driving right side, McAfee on Hilbert. That's going to be his third foul and one. McAfee with 8. And as mentioned, Abe Hilbert, the 6'6 junior, picking up his third personal foul. Team foul number 3. So he'll come to the bench, and Colby Free will now check in. McAfee trying to finish off this three-point play. 3:59 left to go in quarter number 3. That one no good. Rebound by Free. He'll hand it off to Kane, and he'll bring it up for Nemaha Central. Back to a three-possession game. Nemaha Central trying to get it back to 2. Far side corner, Ruddinghouse with a jab step, gets away from his defender, gets it right back. Carter Ruddinghouse drives baseline, reverse layup, up and in, tough scoop shot, off the glass, the 5'9 junior Carter Ruddinghouse. Beautiful touch. Back to the 6-point game, off the dribble. Bauman can't get a shot to go from 13 feet. Offensive rebound, good for McAfee again, he has dominated the interior for Sabetha. Back to an 8-point game. 36-28. Here's a pass. That's thrown away by Roki. 2-1 going the other way for Sabetha. Pass to Roki. Layup is blocked by Free. Rebound by Uphouse. The 6'8 sophomore with a rejection. Now so left by Roki, but they're going to say it's a foul against Roki on a reach-in as Uphouse is trying to push it up. That was, I don't know about that call. I think you were going to about say the same thing.
Yeah, that one might be a little closer than what we thought, I guess.
Looks to me like he fixes pocket pretty cleanly, but they're going to go ahead and give Nemaha Central the ball.
We kind of saw in the girls' game, Jared, they kind of let him play for the most part. They would call him, obviously, if it was completely obvious or maybe get to that point, but here in the guys' game, it's completely different. If it's anywhere close to maybe a foul, they're calling it.
Going the other way, Leonard is fouled on the shot, and that will be against McAfee. That is going to be his third. So keep an eye on that. Probably keep him on the floor for now. I would probably say with 3 minutes left to go in the third, but we'll see. We do have a substitution.
I think you'd probably take him out here.
Yeah, man. Tough decision for Coach Scott Berger when he's playing so well, but picking up his third personal. First free throw up and good for Leonard. By the way, that foul on Roki, I thought that was his second, but scoreboard saying it was just his first personal. So we'll go with that. 3 team fouls apiece here in the third quarter. And if I won so far, Sabetha 36, Nemaha Central 29, 2:59 left to go. You're in quarter number 3. Second free throw is good as well for Leonard. He has been feeling it in this third quarter. He has 8 in the quarter and 11 now on the game. So it's now 36-30 with that free throw make. Cross-court pass, corner to corner. Michael going to Bauman for 3. That one's no good. Rattled in and out. Rebound by Leonard. Looking to push. He gets tripped. Nothing is called. And they're going to call it travel. I don't know if that was really a travel because he never really held on to the ball and possessed it and slid, because you can fall as long as you don't hold it and slide. So to me, I don't think that's really, that shouldn't be a traveling call. I think that's what Leonard is upset with.
Well, that's just saying he turned when he went to throw it after he got possession.
He didn't really get
it
possession.
Like
just tipped it. His pass was more of a tip than an actual grab and pass. So personally, I don't like that call, but that's what we're going to go with. It's been a highly contested officiating game. It's been very well called, back and forth. Here's a mid-range jumper that is good for Garber. Off the dribble from 15 feet out from the near side corner, and it's now 38-30. Sabetha with the lead. Fun one here from Sabetha. 2:20 left to go, third quarter. Big-time rivals, Nebraska Central and Sabetha. Up house, gives it top of the key for Isaac Luger. Drives the right side and gets stripped by Roki, and it'll stay with Thunder. I would overall say this is a pretty well-officiated game. There's just some really close calls, but they've been making these calls very confidently. I will say that.
Yeah, they're not blowing the whistle and saying, well, maybe,
yeah.
You know, as soon as they blow the whistle, they're saying exactly what it was.
There's been some really close calls that could go either way. And Leonard's just going to fire this into the backcourt.
Ooh, that maybe could have been backcourt.
Yeah, it was very close. Close call.
Yeah.
Here's a three-pointer by Leonard. That one graces the rim barely. Thomas gets run into. Nothing is called. Picked up by Rottinghouse. So Nemaw Central holds on to the possession, and now a timeout's going to be called by Nemaw Central. Now, I think they did this call there. Rottinghouse got absolutely loud. Or Thomas got... No, they're calling a technical foul.
Ooh.
Against Coach Thomas. I thought he called a timeout.
I thought they
called
did,
a time or a... technical foul against head coach John Thomas. I believe that was Rottinghouse, but absolutely, no, that was Thomas. That got bulldozed, and nothing got called there. And now he's talking to the officials about it. So it is going to be a technical foul.
Well, I'm not sure what's going on, because...
Or maybe not, because now they're just going to say it's an inbound for Nemaw Central.
They might be giving him a warning, maybe?
Maybe it is a warning. Yeah, I think you are right. So not a technical foul, a warning.
Because I was going to say, if it was a technical, Spetta should have shot
exactly.
Three and gotten the ball.
Exactly. So, Nemaw Central does maintain possession up, down 38-30. 1:43 left to go, third quarter. Step back, three-pointer off the dribble. Rottinghouse falls over off the miss. Offensive rebound shot up. That one's no good by Luger. Rebound by Roki. Now, Bauman driving past Thomas. Shot up over Luger. That one's good for 3 feet away. The trash talk afterwards by Niehaus. Drive baseline by Rottinghouse. That one's no good, but he's fouled. Two free throws coming for the 5'9 junior guard for Nemaw Central. That foul is going to go against Roki. Now it's his second foul. Team's fourth. First free throw is no good for Rottinghouse. 6 points for Rottinghouse. Double substitutions. Hilbert's back in the game. Another free throw coming up. Rottinghouse gets that one to go. Now 40-31. Sabetha with the lead. In the ball. At post catch. McAfee turning and squaring. Now kicking it out to Garber. From the near side wing. Drives. Well, took one dribble.
He uses wide open down low.
He was.
They're not seeing it.
Man to man. Nobody guarding him. As Bauman is double teamed. Michael with the catch. Hands it off to Garber. At post catch. McAfee driving. And a blocking foul. Called down low. And again... wide open down low was Niehaus, and now he's telling his teammates about it.
Yeah.
So that is Abe Hilbert's fourth personal foul, if they did give it to him. That's what the... it is. Wow. He's staying in the game. Three-pointer all the way by Garber is pure! Matthew Garber! He now has 12. It's 43-31, 35 seconds left in the third quarter. In a wild third quarter it has been.
We still got another quarter to play.
Sign me up, please. Thomas, far side wing. High post catch for Hilbert. Pass fake. Driving. Kicking. Rottinghouse gives it back to Hilbert. Goes to work. driving, shot up off the glass, and that one rolls in for the 6'6 junior, Abe Hilbert. And it's his first score of the game. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Garber from the logo. 7 seconds. Driving right side. Kicks it. Bowman rebounding for three. No good. 2 seconds, and loose ball on the rebound. And that's the end of the quarter. Hilbert wanting a foul call, and Jade Thomas now grabbing him and throwing him to the sideline. What a wild one it's been. We got 8 more minutes of it. Action-packed one here from Sabetha. 43-33, your score. We'll send it to a break. We'll be back here on 92.1 KMZA and on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
43-33, we go to the fourth quarter. Umass Central with the ball first, trailing by 10. Up house, high post catch, in trouble. Now reverses it back to the perimeter. It's to Leonard, far side wing. Defended by Bauman. Drives left side into the lane all the way, and he can't get the lay-in to go from the left side. Rebound hauled in by Christian McAfee. Now that pass, far side, Bauman. Short corner catch, reverse layup, is partially rejected, but an offensive rebound. McAfee goes up, and one! Christian McAfee flexing his muscles after that one, ripping that ball away from Colby Free, who got the block, goes up on him and scores. He now has 12 points, tied for the team lead with Matthew Garber, who also has 12. Leading the way in scoring for the Thunder is Leonard with 11. Free throw is good. 46-33, Blue Jays trying to pull away in their first game as the number one team in the States. According to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, the new poll came out at noon today. Left side is Thomas driving, now reversing out to the perimeter. Inside pass to Free. Partially deflected, nice cut by Luger, and he's foul going up as he misses that shot just barely off the heel from 2 feet out. And see who they give that one to.
It's on Niehaus.
And that will be his second. Team foul number 5. Both teams with 5 fouls apiece. Abe Hilbert with 4. Nobody else with more than 2. First free throw is good. Luger now with 4 points. 6'1 senior providing some big minutes off the bench for Nemaha Central. 53 seconds into the fourth quarter. Been a fun night of basketball. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Roki. So he had a game winner in the girls' game. 29-27 win for Nemaha Central. Sabetha trying to avenge their girls' team. Open look, but not firing was Alman. And gives it up. Garber dribbles to the perimeter. Driving right side in the middle, McAfee, and he's fouled again. See if they maybe get it to Hike here. And they will. So Carter Hike, the freshman, commits his second personal, team foul number 6. Now free throws coming up for the Blue Jays the rest of the way. Timeout's going to be called. 46-34, 6:49 left in the game. You're listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA and also streaming online at the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Super Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
That's the scores around the air as Houghton leads Jeff West at half, 32-20, and ACCHS and Horton are tied 18-18 at the half. Also, Harry LeConte leading Royal Valley 29-19 at the half. Back in this one, 46-34, Sabetha leading Nemaha Central, 6:49 left to play.
We talked about the rivalry between these two schools, or the student section. They're kind of a rivalry. Obviously, Sabetha was just trying to kind of get a little, I guess if you want to say, cheery mood pump up with the other student section of Nemaha Central. Sabetha was trying to get him the chance back, you know, obviously. Nemaha Central, somebody over there saying, hey, that's State Green from football. A couple Sabetha kids looking up at the scoreboard, showing him the scoreboard.
McAfee goes 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Nemaha Central gets the rebound. Going back the other way. Trailing by 12, trying to get back into this one. Carter Height, the freshman, with it. Far side wing, now to the top of the key for Gavin Kane. Height gets it right back, driving on Garber. Hit defense by the senior guard. Gives it back to Kane. There's crossover dribble. Back to Height. Love pass inside for the big man. Kick it out to Free. That one's good from 7 feet out. Colby Free makes his first basket of the game and makes it a 10-point contest with 6:10 left. Bauman, high post catch for McAfee. What a game he's had. 13 points. He'll give it up. Roki, cross court pass far side for Bauman. He'll drive, pull up, short corner jumper. No good from 12 feet. Long rebound by Uphouse. He's looking to push. He does so. And the junior gives it up. Ahead. Gavin Kane, a reverse layup. No good. Offensive rebound. Second try up and one. Isaac Luger. He now has six.
I think they're going to get McAfee on this one.
Yeah, and they will. That is his fourth personal. Both the big men with four personal fouls, Hilbert being the other. Both teams now with 16 fouls. Free throw on the way. Luger can't get that one to go. Off the left side of the rim to the right side. Rebounded by Roki. It stays 46-36 to Bethany lead.
Should be 46-38, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
At least that's what I've got.
Right side kick, three-pointer on the way, and a foul underneath.
Going the other way. It's going to be on McAfee's fifth.
So McAfee has just fouled out of this game. What a game for the big man. He'll finish his day with 13 points.
Now Coach John Thompson is going to go tell him that the score should be 46-38.
Yep. I think that's what he's doing right now. I think they're tallying it up. So 5.5 left to go. What are some keys to the rest of this game for both teams?
Obviously, you know, with that 5.5 minutes, if you're Sabetha, when you come down offensively, you can't be pressured into taking a quick, hurried shot. You got to try to waste as much clock as you can. They just did. They did just change it to 46-38, by the way. You got to try to waste as much clock as you can every possession. Obviously, you know, you either try to get it in the foul you, or what happens, you waste as much clock as you can, so you try to get an easy look down low and try to go with it up off the glass. The biggest thing, though, is obviously with Christian McAfee fouling out of this game, Sabetha, they still have a little bit of size, obviously. You got Niehaus, you got Davis Roki, you got Preston Michael coming off the bench, but you don't see Davis. You know, Davis is kind of outside, then he comes in, then outside, then he comes in. He's down low, gets a lot of blocks, don't get me wrong. Obviously, he's the tallest player for Sabetha, but you don't have that real strong physical guy like McAfee does when he rips the ball away. We'll see what Sabetha does.
Do you think they maybe move him into that sort of position since he does have the height, or maybe do you think they just go more 5-out, 0-in, maybe?
I think, obviously, they're going to start with Davis inside. Obviously, you're going to have Michael as well. You know, and Niehaus will be kind of your rover, if you will. That's what they try to do with Davis Roki, try to play him kind of like the small four type. But I think they might switch Niehaus and Roki, and we'll see.
All right, so Free trying to finish off his and one. And a sophomore makes the free throw. Oh, I guess you missed the shot. That's my fault, remembering that wrong. Apologies. So it's 46-39. Second free throw. That one left short. Rebound by Roki. So they did get the score right. It's 46-39. 5:25 left to go.
And that's where it gets huge again. Try to waste some of the clock as you can.
Salmon gives up corner. Niehaus, far side. High post catch. Wide open look for Michael. Fires away the 14-footer. No good. Offensive rebound. Roki cleans it up and lays it in. Roki with his first basket. Gets all the way back in the first quarter. He has 10. And they are back up. 48-39. Going end to end. Kane does it himself. Wasting no time. He'll lay it in. Poor defense at time for Sabetha. And I'll try to answer. So here's Garber. Is it to Niehaus, far side wing. Got the key for Michael. Back to Garber. And in his face to Rottinghaus. Applying the pressure, driving left side. Garber kicks it. Driving is Niehaus. High post catch for Michael. Now he'll kick it out of there to Bauman. 4.5 now left to go. Garber gets past his man, holds all the way into the paint. No good. Michael gets it ripped away on the offensive rebound by Rottinghaus. Rottinghaus now looking to push. Spins away from a defender, shot up high off the glass, so good, but it's fouled. He has been beaten up, battered, and bruised all night tonight. Kid is playing absolutely so physical. And the 5'9 junior for Nemaw Central will get some free throws.
Now that's Roki's fourth.
First free throw is good. You're right, Gav. Roki picking up his fourth personal foul. As you just mentioned, Logan, 8th team foul as well. Both teams are in the single bonus as the second free throw no good. Gets his own miss. Shot up. No good from 6 feet out. Driven by Roki. So Roki staying in the game for the moment. Already stands Christian McAfee. Shot up off the glass. Garber goes end to end. Misses the shot. Rebound by Hilbert. He has 4 fouls for Nemaw Central. Here's Uphouse bringing up the junior. Moves to Kane. Far side wing for Wade Leonard. Back to Kane. Dribbles to the middle of the floor. We're halfway through this fourth quarter. So a lot of ball left to be played. It's 48-42. Two possession game. Kane dribbles to the far side wing from the top of the key. So this dribble. High post catch for Hilbert. Takes a pass. Now drives left side on Roki. Spins to the middle. Shot up. Too strong. And a whistle foul or jump ball?
Jump ball.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's the right call.
Yeah.
It was close though. Hilbert was pretty aggressive on ripping that ball away after the miss. Of course, obviously upset that he missed that shot, but they say it's a jump ball. It is going to be Sabetha ball with the possession arrow. And timeout's going to be called by head coach Scott Berger for Sabetha. We'll take one with him. 30-second break. 48-42. Don't go anywhere. Here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at the Sabetha channel, MSCSports.net.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
48-42, fun one here from Sabetha. Blue Jays, number one team in the state, hanging on to a 6-point lead, 3:38 left to go. Fourth quarter, Sabetha gets the ball out of the break after a jump ball between Hilbert and Roki. Now a foul on Rottinghaus on the inbound as Garber made the catch. That was an interesting whistle there, but it's going to send Garber to the free throw line. I mean, it was a reach-in, it's just it was a very quick call.
And you could tell Coach John Thomas not happy with his player there.
Already
to go up and contest him, but just not try to reach for it.
Already a bench warning for head coach John Thomas and Nemaw Central. The front end of the 1-1 is good. Big free throw there for Garber. That is his first point of the quarter. He has 13 for the game.
Probably what's not the smartest thing is that you fouled Matthew Garber.
Very true. That one is good. He has an 87% free throw percentage on the year.
And he's probably the one guy you don't want to fast.
Yeah. 50-42 now our score. Driving baseline and running off rejected by Roki. Now foul against Hilbert. He's done. Hilbert fouls on the rebound. And that is his day. He's going to finish with just 2 points. He's been dealing with foul trouble all game long. Picked up 2 quick fouls in the first half. Picked up a quick third foul in the third quarter. And a fourth foul early in the fourth quarter. Now picks up his fifth with 3:25 to go. So now Luger checks back into the game. He's been really nice for Nemaha Central off the bench. So obviously a big disappointment for Nemaha Central. And now if you're Sabetha, even though Roki has 4 fouls, try to expose that spot in the paint. Free throw for Garber on the way is good on the front end. And again, Garber clutch on the free throws. He's got 15 now and back to a 3-possession game. You make it a 4-possession game with this make right here. And he does. 4 free throws just like that. 3:20 to play, 52-42. 6-0 run from Sabetha. Drive, pull-up jumper, long two, no good from 14 feet out for Gavin Kane. It was a nice look. A save behind the back by Niehaus to Bauman. And Sabetha gets the ball back. Heck of a play. Garber has it. Far side wing, looking to go middle, now hands it back. Roki. They are going with more of the 5-out, none in for Sabetha. Now Coach Berger is going to talk things over here. Full timeout, but we'll step aside for just 30 seconds. Our score, 52-42. 2:54 left to go in the game. Our game of the week is brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Got a good one here in Sabetha, 52-42. Blue Jays starting to run away with it a little bit.
Yeah, obviously we alluded to it. Coach John Thomas wanted his guy to come up, try to contest Matthew Garber, so it was harder for him to bring the ball up the court. As soon as Matthew got the ball, you reached for it, got called for a foul, you put Matthew on the line. He got back down the other way. Davis Roki got a tremendous block defensively. Hilbert was really aggressive, kind of basically steamrolled over Matthew Garber, picked up his fifth foul. It's been all Sabetha since. And we talked about it. Matthew Garber's probably the one guy you don't want to push the free throw line out of the Sabetha players. But if it's Sabetha, that's who you want to have the ball in his hands here down the stretch.
He'll drive and kick to Michael. Now up top to Roki. He thought about the three and said he'll seem to hold on to it. Garber now back with it, defended by Rottinghaus from the Blue Jay logo. Dribbles to his left. Be cautious with the ball, obviously. Playing keep away for the moment being with 2.5 left. Bowman gives it back to Garber. Working near half court. Now being double teamed, cross court pass to Bowman. Said it again, Bowman. He did that wrong. Now Garber is bumped. Over anticipation by Gavin Kane. His third personal. He's team foul back to the free throw line. Goes Garber. And correction, that is number 9 against Nemaha Central. So they'll now be in the double bonus after this. And this is the front end of the 1-1. Rare miss. Rebound by Kane. Nemaha Central down by 3 possessions. Kane going end to end. Has a lane and he lays it in. Timeout called by Nemaha Central. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with 2:08 remaining. So 52-44. Very rare miss by Garber. That's for sure.
What else can you say about it?
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that Kane was able to go all the way down and lay it in, now Sabetha can have to rethink things defensively, possibly, and try to buckle down and just put on the gas.
Yeah, and you think about games like this, it's only 8 points, so, you know, plenty of time. You got 2:08. Nemaha Central's technically not out of this game. You get some quick steals and fast breaks back the other way. Probably the biggest key factor right now is you look at the timeouts for both teams. Spezza's only got one timeout, so you've got to be smart with that one just when you use it, or if you even use it. We're going to imagine they're probably going to use it at some point here in those last 2 minutes. Meanwhile, Central's only got two. So,
all right, so here we go. Spezza gives it to Garber out of the break. Full court press brought on by the Thunder. Now 2 minutes left in this one. Pass up ahead, rejected by Rottinghouse. It goes out of bounds. Risky pass. Rottinghouse, the 5'9 junior, sending one hand all the way up and swatting it out of there.
And you could see he saw that pass coming all the way.
Now 5-on-4 as Rottinghouse anticipated the steal, but Garber makes the catch. Now he has time to come back. Can't make the catch. And almost a pickpocket by Rottinghouse, but they're going to say a foul as Garber goes back to the free throw line. Piedmont Central fans not liking that, but that is the call. As Rottinghouse picks up his second team foul, number 10.
You can tell the assistant coach for Piedmont Central telling Rottinghouse, we cannot foul him. You can see it from up here. He was looking at him saying, hey, we cannot foul him.
Now he will get two opportunities with a double bonus. 4-for-5 from the free throw line in this little stretch here. First one on the way. That one left short. He missed another one.
Wow.
Rare sight indeed. So it will be a 3-possession game no matter what after this miss or make from Garber. And he makes it. You know, at 17, it's 53-44. They need to hustle. Leonard gives it up to Kane. Now to Thomas. Wasting a lot of time here. Giving it to Kane. 1:36 left to go. Kane lost his step, but picked it back up. Shut up no good off the glass. Rebound for Sabetha. Garber defended heavily up half court. Pass is intercepted by Rottinghouse. And back the other way. Rottinghouse gives it in the corner for Thomas. Fires away at 3. That one no good off the left side of the rim. And Garber is fouled by Luger. And he'll go back to the free throw line. So Luger picks up his first foul. 1:16 left to go. 53-44 our score.
Looking to go back to the free throw line for Sabetha.
Absolutely. 5-for-7 on these free throws here. One dribble is all he needs. And he knocks it through. 18 points for the 6-foot senior. Leading the team in scoring coming into tonight's contest with 16.5 points per game. Clubhouse will check back in. And for Thomas, like the shot that Nemaha Central took on the other end, just couldn't quite rattle it home. Second free throw is on its way, and that one's good. 7 free throws from Garber. There's a catch by Luger, drives right side in the paint, picks it out to Rottinghouse. He goes middle, bounce past to Luger, threw his legs, not a bounce. 55-44, desperation time now for the Thunder. Now Michael will check in for the Blue Jays. He'll come in for Ethan Boos, who checked in momentarily. And starting to put their coats on. Embrace for impact on that cold Kansas weather. Garber looks like he was trying to get fouled by Leonard. And now he will get fouled. Leonard will take a jump ball. Not going to get it, though. And who did they get that foul to? They're going to give that to Leonard. That is his second. More free throws coming up for Garber. He has done such a good job protecting the ball, with an exception of one of those turnovers down the stretch, to make the first free throw. That's now 8 free throws in this quarter. Out of 10 attempts. So he's flirting with his average on the season, even though he had a couple misses. Second try. 21 points for Matthew Garber. 57-44. Driving left side, Kane. Give it up top to Luger. Now fast to Rottinghouse, near side wing. Top the key for Kane. Cars away along 3. Off the right side, no good. Omaha Central fans saying, let's play football. Of course, losing to their state championship, Class 2A. Getting fouled this time was Marcus Bauman. Leonard commits his third personal. First free throw on the way for Bauman. Left it short and right. 36.3 seconds left. Reminder that no locker room chats this week or next week. We'll resume those after New Year's. And same with our broadcasts. Final broadcasts of this 2022 portion of the regular season. Second free throw was missed as well. End-to-end land for Gavin Kane. He now has 11 points. And they're going to try to foul again here. Bauman gets it to Garber, stripped out of bounds by Ronnie House. As the I Believe We Will Win chant coming out from these Nevada students. And I would hope so, up by 11 seconds with 20, or up by 11 by, with 21 seconds left.
Hey, anything's possible, I guess. You know, three timeouts total.
Michael inbound, lobs it to Garber, and he throws it off
of
Luger, it goes to Roddick now, so turnover.
Almost
back
like
the other way.
Franco Harris catching that one. That's still in the game that year.
Three-pointer by Uphouse is no good. Rebound by Bauman, and he's fouled. 10.1 seconds left. And
that was interesting there.
Since it's high school basketball, no bad beats will be going on today. I'm not quite sure what a plus or minus would have been.
Well, they're over 100 total points. That's how I get to that count.
Making our own content here with 10.2 seconds left, in a, which would be a marginal victory for Sabetha. The first free throw, no good for Bauman. Who's checking in for Sabetha once again? Christian McCaffrey, what a night he had. Fouled out with 5.5 minutes left, 13 points for him. Big reason why they were able to get to a nice lead. And the second free throw was no good as well. With 7 seconds left. Leonard fires away a long three. Now on no good. Rodding House, put back is no good. Rebound, Rookie, and that is it. 57-46. Final score, 14 points in the fourth quarter. And Sabetha, number one team in the state, stays perfect. They're now 6-0. Step aside for a quick break. We'll come back with your post-game show brought to you by P Outdoors Real Estate. Here in our game of the week, once again, our final score is Sabetha 57, Nemaha Central 46. Here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College, here on 92.1 KMZA, and streaming online on the Sabetha channel at msesports.net.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599 Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Final score here from Sabetha, 57-46. Blue Jays victors over Nemaha Central. Jared Sluffy alongside Logan Bitterman here on our Game of the Week. Now on our post-game show, brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Taking a look at your final totals from tonight's contest. First for Nemaha Central, Carter Rottinghouse finishing with 8 points. Colby Free, he had 3 points on the day. Gavin Kane finished with 11. Isaac Luger had 6. Ray Duffhouse had 3, Wade Leonard had 11, Jane Thomas had 2, and so did Abe Filbert, who fell out of the game with about 2 minutes left. As for Sabetha, Matthew Garber led the way with 21 points, 9 of those coming in the fourth quarter, with all of those coming on free throws. Also, Noel Niehaus finished with 9 points, Marcus Bauman finished with 4, Davis Roki had 10, Christian McAfee, he finished with 13, fouling out with 5.5 left to go. So as for our player of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. With those clutch free throws down the stretch, tough not to give it to Matthew Garber. I mean, he had a phenomenal third quarter as well. Christian McAfee certainly could have won that award as well, considering how well he played in the third quarter and the early portions of the fourth quarter. But I'm going to go ahead and give it to Matthew Garber, your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. The senior was just phenomenal all night long, a floor general, bringing the ball up and making sure the team was able to do what it needed to do offensively and defensively, and they come away victorious. 57-46, once again your final. Sabetha is now 6-0 on the season, and more importantly, they stay unbeaten and atop the Big 7. As for Nemaha Central, they pick up their first loss in about 3 weeks, as they are now 3-3 on the regular season, and they will both have Christmas and New Year's off as they both resume action at home on January 6th with Nemaha Central taking on Jeff West and Sabetha taking on Holden. Thanks to everyone for listening tonight. Hope you have a good rest of your evening and a great rest of your week as well. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's and a Happy Holidays, all of those things. As we're going to go ahead and sign off, thanks again for listening. Once again, your final score, Sabetha wins at 57-46 over Nemaha Central. Thanks to Kurt back in the studio for holding down the fort, making us sound good here this evening. That's going to do it for your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Free State College, and streaming online as well on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net.